Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Our Father, our God, we want to thank you for your word this evening. We appreciate you, dear Lord, because the entrance of your word giveth life and understanding to the simple. I empty myself of all knowledge. I ask that you find me worthy instrument to use as you speak to us tonight, and ginger us to pray as we commit this new year, 2021, into your hand. Glorify your name in our lives, O God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we can have our seats quickly, look at the word briefly, and then we'll pray. For the benefit of those who were not around in the morning while we're crossing to this new year, in fact, some persons have not seen them since last year. Daddy, we are one of them. Happy New Year, sir. Daddy, I'm on your side. Happy New Year. Amen. Amen. Our daddy talked to us on what about the glory of God. And there were four things they told us to look for when we are talking about the glory of God. We look for it, we pray for it, we prepare for it, and we walk in the glory. I pray that each and every one of us will do this as we progress in this year 2021 in Jesus' name. And we have 1 week revivals through prayer time tagged breaking forth into the new year. And our theme for the year is radiating his glory. Today we'll be having a short sub theme as we pray, seek his kingdom. Before we can break forth, before we can look, before we can pray, before we can prepare and walk in the glory of God in this 2020, we must seek his what? Kingdom. And our text, when we seek his kingdom and righteousness, we turn to him completely for help. Our thoughts become his desires. Everything about us become him. We take his character as our pattern of living. We serve and obey him in everything. What is that thing that is more important to you even in this year 2021? So different people, it might be their job, their career, it could be their certificates, it could be their children, it could be their spouses, it could even be themselves. You see people spend hours just making up, just admiring themselves in the mirror. What is that thing that is trying to compete for first position in our lives? If we cannot leave every other thing to rush to do the things of God, then there's something that is competing. That means we are not seeking his kingdom first. And we need to seek it first, as the word of God tells us in Matthew chapter 6. We must actively and deliberately choose to give God first place in our life. From the second scripture we read in Romans chapter 14 verse 17, the Bible said the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. So what is this kingdom of God? Briefly, then we go into prayers. There were three things that were listed there. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Let's go back to it again. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So the first thing about the kingdom of God is righteousness. And righteousness can be defined as correct, moral, proper, justification, genuine intimacy, relationship with God. Mere believing God made Abraham to be righteous before God. Can we get Genesis chapter 15, verse 6? Media. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6 says, "And he believed in the Lord, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." What are you believing God for? That you'll be able to say, or we can account, God can account for it, for righteousness for you. You might be trusting God for everything, but he's saying, seek first his kingdom. He's saying, seek first my righteousness. Amen. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, we still talk about God exchanging our sin for his own righteousness. So the righteousness we are talking here is not the righteousness of our own doing. It's not by our power. It's not by our strength. But we drop our sin and take what? The righteousness of Christ. Amen. 2 Corinthians 15, 21. Media. Okay, sorry. 2 Corinthians 15:21. Please, if anybody is there, you can read it. Media want to disgrace, not me. The passages are before you now. Second Corinthians 5:21. Sorry, they are not there. Okay. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Because of our time, that's why we wanted the media to help us so that we can be fast. So the righteousness we are talking about in this is kingdom is the righteousness that is imputed on us by God to make us clean before him. What other thing is in this is kingdom? The second thing is peace. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, which we read, says the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness and what? Do we have peace there? Do we have it? Righteousness and peace is not eating and drinking. What is this peace? Peace, repose, free from strife, discord, harmony in personal relationship, especially with God and men. The Bible says we should follow peace with all men, without which no man can see God. God is our peace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. It suppresses all understanding. It guides our heart and mind through Christ. Philippians chapter 4. Okay, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. For him himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition. So no matter, even though the thing you are trusting God for has not come, even though there is trouble, even though you are in the midst of problem, you have this inner peace that you cannot explain, that money cannot buy, position cannot buy, nothing can buy it. It's God that gives it. Amen. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. He says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guide our hearts and mind through Christ Jesus." I pray that this peace will find it in this year 2021 in the name of Jesus. And what is the third thing? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. That we are saved. That we know Christ as our Lord and Savior, so that no matter what comes our way, we are not moved. This joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. This type experienced by Brother Paul was the type that made him in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, to keep writing to the brethren in Philippians that they should keep rejoicing. Even though he's in prison, he would have been expecting such persecution. him to say, brethren, not as I think say this Christianity be not so ill, but he had peace in his mind. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, not only when you don't have, when you have money, or everything is moving on smile in 2021, but always, whether good or bad. Again, I say, rejoice. Ultimate joy comes from Christ dwelling inside of us. Christ is near, and at his second coming, this will be fully gotten. The joy that we have now is not in full. But when Jesus comes at his second coming, the joy will be complete. But the one we will have now is so full that it doesn't have to do with anything other than our relationship with our God himself. So, brethren, let's seek his kingdom of righteousness. Let's seek peace. Let's seek joy in the Holy Ghost as we proceed in this year 2021 and we add other things to us. Let's go back to that passage as we want to pray now. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. What are those things you are trusting God for this 2021? There were some that you trusted God for last year that didn't come to manifestation. But he is telling us now, if we must walk in his glory, if we must prepare for his glory, if we must pray for his glory, we must seek first his kingdom. And all these other things, it may be house, it may be spouse, it may be grandchildren, maybe children, maybe health, anything at all you are trusting the Lord for. What does he say? He says he will give us. Can we be on our feet or we kneel in whatever position we can, even as we pray now? When I come into your presence, I'm so happy. When I come into your presence, I'm so glad. In your presence, there is anointing, and your spirit moves around. Appreciate the Lord again, Psalm 150. The Lord has been so good to us. So many people saw, even this year, some are already dead by now. So many things has happened, but God in his infinite mercy has kept us. Give him praise. Appreciate him for the gift of life. Thank him once again for this new year. Thank him for the church. Thank him for the world. Thank you for our nation, Nigeria. It's by his grace we are saved. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Brethren, you know, it's his mighty act that has spared our lives. Some of our brethren had reason to be sick one way or the other. Sicknesses that took the rich, the mighty, were falling. Kept us, not because we are better than them, but his grace, because he does mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalteries and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dance. Praise him with string instruments. Praise him with organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I can hear you praising the Lord. Praise him, if not for any other thing, for sparing your life, that you are alive, praise him. Brethren, there were people, our daddy told us, who on Christmas Day, rather than going to the house of God, they went to drink. And as they were coming back, they all died. It's by his grace you are alive. Pastors, people who are even more holier than us has passed on in the past year. It's not because we are more holier than them. It's just his grace and mercy that kept us. Give him glory, give him praise. They will give you a video clip of someone who just made a video broadcast and then the next thing they are saying some days ago, he passed on. It's by his grace we are what we are. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give thanks. Let's stand up for the church, stand up for our nation, that by His grace we have not been consumed. Some of our brethren spent their Christmas and New Year even in the bush by reason of this Boko Haram, headsmen and all. But they are still thankful. They have not given up on their faith. Lord, we give you thanks for our nation. We thank you for our leaders. We bless your name, O God. We give you glory for all that you have done and you will continue to do. May your name be forever praised. In Jesus' name we give thanks. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. We want to ask the Lord for mercy. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil way, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Can we begin to ask God for mercy on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our leaders, that the Lord will be merciful unto us? He will forgive us all our sin. He will forgive us all our shortcomings. In any way we are falling short of our glory. Our leaders have not done well. We too, we have not done well in our own little corners. Lord, we ask for your mercy. Lord, we ask for your mercy. Your word says, if your people who are called by your name, we humble themselves and pray, you will hear from heaven. Father, we ask that you have mercy upon us. Cleanse us from all sin and all righteousness, individually and collectively. As a nation, we pray for mercy. We pray for mercy on behalf of our leaders. We pray for mercy on behalf of this world that you created for good, but man turned it around for evil. Father, we ask for your mercy. That your mercy will prevail over judgment. That your mercy will prevail over judgment and cleanse us and make us whole and heal our land again. Even in this year 2021, from every form of sicknesses and diseases, from every form of the virus, whether it be COVID-19, whatever name is being called, we refuse to accept, because we know you are the great physician. You said in your word, is there no balm in Gilead? We ask that your balm will heal us. It will heal our nation. It will heal us of all infirmities and all sicknesses and make us whole, O God. Lord, we pray tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead on behalf of our leaders, who rather than leading, oh God, are being saved rather than serving. That, Lord, that we have a rethink, oh God, even as you spend your life to see the year 2021, that they will begin to lead, Lord, as servants, so that you will bless them. They will begin to make names for themselves and not make monies and make mansions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, we plead for your mercy. Father, we ask for mercy. Have mercy, O God, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask for mercy. May the Lord hear our cry in Jesus' name. As we continue, our focus text for the year is Isaiah 60, verse 1. We want to pray. Say after me, Father, help me to look. Help me to pray. Help me to prepare and walk in your glory daily in the year 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, Lord, help me to look. Help me to pray. Help me to prepare. Help me to walk in your glory daily in the year 2021. In the month of January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Father, we pray and you will help us to look. You will help us, so God, as we pray and to prepare and to walk in your glory daily, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father. In accordance with your word, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, I receive grace to daily seek your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, according to your word in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, when we receive grace to daily seek your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we receive grace to daily seek your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, grace to daily seek you. Grace to daily seek your righteousness, to seek your peace, to seek, oh God, even the joy of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, my Father. Oh Lord, my Father, I seek your righteousness. I seek your peace. I seek your joy in the Holy Ghost. Even in this year 2021, in the mighty name of Jesus, brethren, let us seek the Lord, his righteousness, his peace, his joy in the Holy Ghost. Even in the year 2021, and we know that when we seek you, oh God, in this year 2021, you will cause every other thing to work in our favor. Lord, we seek your righteousness. Lord, we seek your peace. Lord, we seek your joy in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord my God, as I seek your kingdom this year 2021, let me radiate your glory. Begin to add them as you ask the Lord, Father God, as we seek your kingdom. Let these other things be added to my life, be added to my family, be added to our nation, be added to everything that concerns us. You are the one that knows them. Is it good health? Is it more children? Is it grandchildren? Is it job? Is it academic excellence? Is it better job? Whatever it is, the word of God says, if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these other things he will add. What are those things that you are trusting the Lord to add to you? As you seek his kingdom, as you radiate his glory in this 2021, Lord, help us, oh God, as we seek your kingdom, as we radiate your glory, that Lord, you will perfect all that concern us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lend to nations, because you will make us not to borrow. In the name of Jesus, you will provide all our needs, oh God. You will give us peace that passes the world understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall have peace on all sides. It shall be well with us and all that concerns us. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. Now when the sons of prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. These were the same people who were mocking him when he was going with his boss. And they were saying, don't you know your master will be taken today? The same people bowed before him. This year, God will remove every reproach from our lives in the name of Jesus. As many that have mocked us before now, they will bow and celebrate with us in the name of Jesus. Say after me, I shall not suffer reproach. Those who mock me in 2020, we bow and celebrate me in 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus, I shall not suffer reproach. Those that mock me in 2020, we bow and celebrate me in 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as many who have said, where is your God? Your God is dead. If your God is alive, he would have done this. Father, they will come celebrating. They will come jubilating with me. As you do that, we show them you can do. Because we know that there is nothing that exists that you cannot do. That which you cannot do does not exist. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. But by the grace of God and what I am by his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. I received grace for tireless productive labor. I don't know if you understand this prayer. Grace for tireless productive labor. See, people who work with labor are the people who are the richest. Those Trump pushers should have been the richest men in the world, but it's not like that. But we are going to ask God for grace because we must walk while it is day. But this work we are working shall not be unproductive. It shall be a tireless one. We will not be tired because we will run and not faint, because we are walking and running with God, and it shall be productive. So take that prayer with all your heart. I receive grace for tireless productive labor. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we receive grace for a tireless productive labor in our place of work, in our offices, Lord, in our churches, wherever you have placed us. We will walk, we will not be tired. And our work will produce good in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will not walk in darkness. We will not walk for walking sake. There shall be fruits thereof concerning our work. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. O Lord my God, grace to assess the voice of God behind his word. Grace to assess your voice behind your word I receive. You understand? The grace for us to assess the voice of God behind his word. He said, I was telling us yesterday that just a word can change you. Do you know that? Just one word. As this year progresses, as you hear the word of God, is it only devotion in your heart? Wherever, that the Lord will give you and I grace to hear his voice behind his word, that will transform and change us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord our God, we receive grace to assess your voice behind your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we receive grace to assess your voice behind your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, grace to assess your voice behind your word, we receive, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Psalm 68 verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who then loads us with benefit, the God of our salvation. Oh Lord my God, let every day of 2021 be Christmas, be celebration for me, as you daily load me with benefits. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that 2021, every day of 2021 will be Christmas unto us, will be celebration of your Son, will be celebration for us, as you daily load us with benefits. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you daily load us with your benefits in this year 2021. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Isaiah 52 verse 1. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, O Israel, the holy city, for your circumcised and your clean shall no longer come to you. I receive supernatural strength today. and always. Even as this year 2021 progresses, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we receive supernatural strength today and always. As this year 2021 progresses, in the name of Jesus, Father, we receive supernatural strength, oh God, today and always, as the year 2021 progresses. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Amen. O Lord, my Father, pour out your spirit afresh upon me. In the name of Jesus. O Lord, my Father, pour out your spirit afresh upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you pour out your spirit afresh upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Pour out your spirit afresh upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, as we are rounding up the last passage, then Peter said to them, repent and let each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We have been praying since morning. We have come to pray again. If you are not saved, if you have not received the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, yes, the sunshine of both is the same and your same. You will receive some blessings, but you will not be able to hold on to God to receive the full whole benefit that the Lord has set for you. You can put your hand on your chest, even as our daddy will round up this prayer, and give your life to God. Maybe you have done so before now, but you have gone astray. Can you begin to ask the Lord to come and flourish in your life? Rededicate your life to Him, that this 2021 is you and your God alone. In the mighty name of Jesus.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the eyes I used to see. You are the key that opens my door. You are the owner of my soul. The Buddha was and now was you. What shall I render to you? You are the key that opens my door. You are the owner of my soul. The Buddha was I never was you. Your name, you are the Lord.
I join my faith with your faith. I decree from this altar that every prayer point you have raised tonight, that you have poured before your Father, let there be a speedy release of answers to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Where the word of the King is, there is power. The prayer you have offered today has ascended to the throne of mercy, and God has already given response to you. May this response lead to your celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your daughter whom you have used tonight, we pray, refill her for further use in the name of Jesus Christ. Your blessing will not be lacking in her life. She will have her own testimony to share in this new year, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please have your seat for a moment. Shortly, we'll be running off. On each of these 7 days, the Lord laid it in my heart that at the close of every session, I will make some prophetic declaration for the new year. I don't know who that message might be for, but if you can key into it, it will work for you. And that is what we'll be closing with every day till the end of the 7 days. But before we take our offering, and then I will come with those prophetic declarations, we have a testimony to receive tonight. But lest I forget, before we take that testimony, my daughter, don't try today. I have said, anybody who is on program, don't wait for me to come and call you. Always come to sit with us here. I believe in corporate anointing. Those seats, let me tell you one secret. Every time before any program, I come and I lay hand on those seats to pray. So they carry grace. Don't wait for me to tell you. Once you are officiating with us, come here and sit down, please. I beg you. It is very important. I don't want to be repeating it again. Once you know I put you on program for that day, just come and sit here. I believe in corporate anointing. Put your hands together as I welcome the professor. E and mommy Osakwe, they have a special testimony to share. Put your hands together to the glory of God as they come forward.
Sorry, I didn't tell
you. I know mommy was not prepared for
this. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you before now. But it's not something we can keep to tomorrow. I will give them what happened 2 days ago, and then the Lord delivered us yesterday. On the 30th of December 2020, at about 4 p.m., I was sitting on our balcony. All of a sudden, I saw bees in their thousands. Bees. Look at me. Whoa. I just had to run into the house. Not one, in thousands. So I ran into the house, and I told my wife what had just happened. So there was no time for special. We had to go to violent prayers. We prayed, and we left for some time. By the time I went to check later in the day, the bees had formed a beehive as big as this last figure on one of our flowers, and very close to, not far from my generator. Say, what is this? We prayed, and my wife was really vexed in the spirit as she prayed. We prayed. Then, at the time, I just said, before that, let me just go and buy insecticide so that we can do something. I had to even go on the net to look for how to attack bees and all that. I bought about 3 cans of insecticide. My wife said, you forget what you did for us after 2 years ago, 2 years ago. Well, I told my guy, please put on your, there's a red coat that's like very thick. Come on yourself and then, I ran. 12 minutes, I called the young man, my God. He said, oh God, that's the get out of the farm. They said that they use the native truck, they throw. They go throw the native truck first before they go out. I said, what's wrong with you? I've never seen the native truck this come back. He said, no, but I said, they talk to him. I said, are you afraid? He said, I'm afraid. Don't bother again. So come, we continue our prayers. And by yesterday morning, at about 9:20 or so, chaplain visited us, and we also shared with him, and we prayed. And by before 12 noon, I went to check and I did not even see one bee anymore.
Hallelujah! This is not the first time that has happened to us. I don't know whether you understand what bees are interpreted as in our tradition. They are supposed to be very, very dangerous women. But no such thing for us in Jesus' name. Some years ago, on two occasions, as soon as we put those the land we are going to build on, bees came in their number. And the young man who was helping us said he was going the following morning to make sure he sent them away. We told him, sorry, it's not a physical battle. The weapon of our warfare is not carnal. To be pulling down our strongholds, and that we held on to. But the following morning, he went there And we said, did you see any bee? He said, did you see any bee? Just when the house was up and about to be roofed, it was already roofed, there was a design we put by the house. And the second set of bees came and took exactly that design so that it could not be recognized that they were there and formed itself there. And as soon as we realized they were there, we called on God and did it. So how will you not do it again? God can do it again and again. Oh, God, I help in ages past. I hope for years to come. I shelter from the stormy blast. And I eat the
You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory.
You will never share your glory with anybody, Almighty God. That is your name.
Two more times.
You are the Lord. That is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God. That is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with anyone. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name.
Stretch your two arms towards me. If you can catch it, it will work for you. In 2021, the glory of the Lord will be so real in your life that the enemy will be intimidated and they will be confused whenever they see you in the name of Jesus. For your sake, in 2021, there will be confusion in the camp of the enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Sarah said, God has given me laughter, and everyone who sees me will laugh with me. Because of the glory of God that will be so radiating, that will be radiating in your life, morning, afternoon, evening, and even at midnight. Hey, men will join you in laughter in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible said they will come in one way, they will flee in seven ways. All those who prepare to pursue you because of you in 2021, they will all fall for your sake in the name of Jesus. This afternoon I was praying in the office, and the Lord showed me the glow that is overwhelming the world in 2021. No, it's not over with 2020. That gloom is continuing into 2021. But the good news is that you have been excused from that gloom in the name of Jesus Christ. I say you are excused from it in the name of Jesus Christ. You are excused from it in the name of Jesus. All attacks and afflictions that are associated with this new year, you are excused from it in the name of Jesus. Because the glory of God will radiate upon your life wherever you go. Anytime, any day of the 365 days in 2021, that glory will envelop your life in the name of Jesus Christ. For 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel did not carry candle. They didn't carry torch. There was no lighter. There was nothing to provide light for them. As I said last night, the Bible said the Lord provided His glory to give them light all through their journey for 40 years. I pray for you from this altar tonight. Throughout this year, 2021, the glory of the Lord will radiate upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the devil cannot withstand the glory, and because the glory is already radiating upon you, the enemy will see you and they will continue to flee in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare it is well with you. Go and shine forth in this glory. Come and share your testimony. Because of the glory that will overwhelm your life, so shall it be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit, let me hear a thunderous amen in His presence. Our Father and our God, whatever item we are taking to end our fast today, we sanctify them with the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare them instruments of divine immunity that will carry us through this year with joy and jubilation. That testimony will be in our mouth at all times. Accept our offer of thanksgiving in anticipation of what we have already done in our lives and what we are going to do in our lives all through this year 2021. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Now have your seats. Auntie Ejiro will bring the item for our breaking shortly. Now take notes. If I were you, I wouldn't miss any of the session from tomorrow till on Thursday. I plead with you. And when you are coming, please ensure you come with your entire family. Don't leave anybody behind. Don't leave anybody behind. This 7 day, declare it as a holiday for yourself. This 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening, don't miss it, I plead with you. We'll be back here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. It's just 1 hour. Please don't miss it. And let me appreciate those of you who were able to make the sacrifice of either skipping your breakfast or having to wait on the Lord all through the first day of the year. The sacrifice you have given to the Lord in this your waiting, the remaining 364 days, you will have your testimony to share on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone has said somewhere, those who abandon themselves to God will never be abandoned by God. You have set aside this first day where people have been eating and drinking since morning to wait on God. You will see the results. I say you will see the result. And with your mouth you will testify. It will take over your battles. It will fight on your behalf. It will grant you victory. It will grant you success. It will put testimony in your mouth. You will testify of his faithfulness in spite of the gloom that will overwhelm this world in 2021. With your mouth you will testify. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Rise on your feet. I have blessed those items that will be given to you